Country Club FM.
There you go, Bob Almanac. Neil, are you ready?
Ready and waiting, Jim. I think it might be award-winning today. I have a good feeling.
We need to get right into it. I have so much audio, it's unbelievable. Might be breaking a law or two. Thursday, March 26th, 86th day of the year. And we have 280 left to go, 1827. Let's remember Ludwig von Beethoven. Died at the age of 56 on this date, the great legendary composer. I had so much audio that a song of his, a work of his, a composition of his didn't even make the cut.
Holy cow.
That is competition.
Yeah, it is.
Survival of the fittest. So that was the state in 1827. 1910, U.S. Congress passed an amendment to the 1907 Immigration Act that barred criminals, paupers, anarchists, and carriers of disease from settling in the U.S. You know, basically, they just used that old Frank Sinatra song, That's Life, because no puppets, no paupers,
right.
No pirates, no poets, no pawns, no kings can settle in the U.S. 1910. 1937. You know, if you're a pauper and you can't come into the country, I mean, if you're a pirate or a puppet or a pawn, you can't come in either.
No. What about if you're Popeye?
Well, Popeye is always welcome. This was the day, 1937, that spinach growers so thankful for the effect that Popeye has had on the sales of their product. They erected a statue of Popeye in Crystal City, Texas.
That's good.
On this date. Not Wimpy, not Olive Oil, not Alice the Goon, not Jeep, you know, not even Brutus or Bluto. Are you a Brutus guy or are you a Bluto guy?
I was more Bluto.
I like Brutus, so that's good. We have both ends covered. They probably should have put a statue up of Olive Oil, because without Olive Oil, without the woman behind the man, you need that. There would be no Popeye.
And
I know, think she's the one who first introduced him to spinach, too.
She probably
or
was.
Or could have been Pappy. I don't know.
What about Wimpy? Shouldn't some hamburger places have a statue up for him?
No, because they would never make any money because he never paid.
Oh, yeah.
So Tuesday would never come around for Wimpy.
Okay.
He was always without funds. So that was in 37-53.
This is polio, the cruel centuries-old crippler of children. Enlarged 77,000 times, these are actual polio viruses. To the University of Michigan.
So the big question is, who is going to be our Dr. Jonas Salk? We're waiting for somebody to come up with a vaccine, and it's more than a year away. Last I heard, it's more than a year away. You just can't just...
Yeah.
You just can't snap your fingers and have a vaccine. It needs to be tested, make sure it's not as bad as the actual virus that's going around.
Yeah.
If you hurry, you could actually kill people with the vaccine.
Right.
As I know, And just from reading experts, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm no Dr. Vinny Boombots, but...
Right.
So
12 to 18 months is kind of what they've been saying.
Dr. Jonas Salk announced that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio.
That was huge.
That was the state in 53. How about 55?
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so they knew every tree.
This song became a number one hit on this date.
Davy Crockett, the king on the wild frontier.
It's not the Fess Parker version. It's not the Tennessee Ernie Ford version. It's Bill Hayes.
Try the Kentucky Headhunters version.
That didn't go to number one. This one did.
It cooks, though.
1950. Well, did anything that the Headhunters do not cook?
No, everything
you
did.
Think about that. Right 1969, could you name this theme? TV theme time. You said your mom watched this show all the time. It was always on in your house.
Oh, not Marcus Welby.
Yes, Marcus Welby.
Yes.
Not
okay.
Dr. Kildare.
That was the other one. He was earlier, I think.
Yeah. So this date, the movie Marcus Welby, seen on ABC TV. So the actual pilot movie,
sure.
And they turned it into a series later on that year, 1969. Had to be a big day in your house, Marcus Welby, Robert Young.
I had a crush on Consuelo. I don't remember the actress.
Well, who wouldn't? 1972. Yeah, then that was just their 21st consecutive win. They would go on to win 33 straight games on their way to 69 victories out of 82 games.
That's pretty good.
In the 71-72 NBA season. Remember he was on that team? He had your little Wilt Chamberlain
Jerry
probably
West.
Jerry West.
Yeah.
Guy by the name of Gale.
Gale Goodrich.
Right.
He was a left-handed sharpshooter.
How about Pat Riley? He was on that team.
He was on that squad.
Future coach of the Lakers. And, of course, they went on to win the championship.
Was that Jamal Wilkes? Or he might not have been around.
No, that would, I think that was before his time.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Bulls, some 25 years later, whatever it was, would break that record. They would win 70 games.
Yep.
Was it even more than 70?
71 or something. I'd have to check it out.
That's amazing. I'll tell you that right now. That was in 73. 79, this was big in the news. 08, 73. Lakers were 72. This was 73. The Young and the Restless debuted. And I think they've been using this theme. Is it still on the air? That's the first question. And if it is, are they still using this song as a theme? They should.
It's a dandy.
So Young and the Restless, 1973 on CBS. Now 79.
I'm so proud of Paul Douglas. God bless you.
That's Jimmy Carter shaking hands with Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat.
Oh, big
yes,
deal.
Indeed. It was the Camp David Peace Treaty.
Yeah.
You know, now they wouldn't be able to shake hands. They'd have to be 6 feet apart at the table signing that thing.
Right.
Because they would have to social distance between Begin and Sadat and Carter. But kind of a big deal. We still don't have peace in the Middle East.
No.
We thought that was going to get the job done. But a whole lot more work needs to be done. And that was 1979. Same year, same day.
For Indiana State, wearing number 33 at center, 6'9" senior from French Lick, Indiana, Larry Bird.
Kind of a big matchup. It's the one that made the Final Four the big deal.
Michigan State wearing number 33 at guard, 6'8" sophomore from Lansing, Michigan, Urban Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, while Jimmy Carter was assisting in Middle East peace, Magic Johnson probably threw out, 13 or 14 dimes?
I would think.
At least. That number of assists in a Michigan State win over the Sycamores of Indiana State, 75-64, was the highest-rated game in the history of college basketball. Snapped a 33-game winning streak for Indiana State in that game.
Yeah, Bird was unbelievable, too.
Bird magic.
It was awesome.
The rivalry began.
Yeah.
1979. How about 97?
The 18 men and 21 women whose bodies were found last night just north of San Diego may well have considered that now was the time to leave this world because they had been given the ultimate gift of everlasting life. This story will stretch your imagination before we're finished.
And if anybody's going to stretch my imagination, it's Peter Jennings.
Sure.
So that was 97. It was Heaven's Gate. The cult, all these people in this house, poisoned. They were going to hitch onto some comet or something. Their leader was a whack job.
Something was
the crazy eyes and the hair.
Out of order there.
It did not look right. It wasn't right.
No.
And it was 1997. In the news, 2000.
In Russia today, the clear winner of the Russian presidential election, Vladimir Putin, began to establish the Putin era.
The Putin era began on this day. You know, they were trying to do democracy and whatnot. Being president for 20 years, that's more dictatorship than...
That doesn't work.
Then free government, right?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Two-term tradition as established by George Washington. He might want to look it up.
Yeah.
Might be a good
check
thing.
That,
doesn't he not
want
to be the president? Go and do some other things.
Right.
Same day.
We could literally feel the earth move when the kingdom blew. We are probably a mile away with a perfect vantage point, but it did rattle the ground. Of course, we did know that they were
planning. If we were to ask Bill Murray from Stripes what they just did to the kingdom, what would he say?
Blown up, sir.
Exactly. They blew up the kingdom this day. Technically, it's called an implosion.
Yes.
They imploded the Seattle kingdom this day in 2000 and 04. Let's remember Janberry.
Why not?
Was involved in a very serious accident, a paralyzing accident, not far from Dead Man's Curve. He died on this day. Jan Barry of Jan and Dean, of course, another one of those surf groups. They're number two in my surf group, right below the Beach Boys.
Yeah, very similar style.
Very similar. In fact, the Beach Boys sang backup on a number of their songs. He was 62 when he passed away this day, 2004. Sandra Day O'Connor is 90 today. Happy birthday, Sandra Day. First woman to be on the Supreme Court. Happy birthday. Alan Arkin.
This news Oh, you want to hear the news? Well, here's the news. It seems that the old lady that confessed to the murder of Ralph Elliott has also confessed to a couple of other murders.
I knew she would.
Yeah, right. Well, she's confessed to the murders of Abraham Lincoln, Warren G. Harding, and Julius Caesar. She's a nutcase. A nutcase.
Did he have the most prominent nasally delivery of any of the actors in modern times?
One of the best.
Alan Arkin, that nasally delivery. He is 86 today. James Caan.
I mean, I know perfectly well what's wrong with me. Gail, I think I'm pregnant.
Here he is from Brian's Song with Billy Dee Williams. That's a good movie.
As Gail Sayers.
Do you remember so James Caan in a movie in the mid-70s? I ran across it. It was a free Stars weekend or something. They were showing something. It's a movie about roller derby. Mid-70s. Any recollection of that thing?
Yes, for sure.
Now, that was a weird movie.
Yeah, it was.
James Caan is
80. Rollerball, maybe it was called.
Yes, Rollerball. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. You know, and in that Brian song, I don't think enough credit is given to Shelley Fabre for her playing
Brian.
She is very good.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, I can't say goodbye in the cold morning light.
Diana Ross. I think she falls under that category of diva.
I would say yes.
She was with the Supremes. She went solo, and she is 76 today. Here's another diva. With hair almost as long as Diana Ross's,
yes,
by the way. Steven Tyler, 72. Vicki Lawrence.
That's one thing Bubba cannot resist, is good chicken salad. Last time the boys were over at my house, I made up a big bowl of it. It was gone for lunch. What you gotta do, Eunice, is cut up them little sweet pickles.
We don't need your recipe for chicken salad, Mama. Thank you very much.
Poor little tots. I think I'd steal some chicken salad, too, if all I ever got was bologna sandwiches day after day.
Do not start on me on how...
How good was she with Carol Burnett?
They were awesome. What a great team.
Oh, my goodness. Vicki Lawrence. She also sang a little song called The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that or not. Her husband wrote that, and she made it a big hit. So she is 71 today. It's kind of amazing how Rerun, Raj, and Dwayne all had birthdays like within a week. We had Rerun maybe last week, and then we had Dwayne yesterday.
Yep, yep.
And today it's Raj.
Wow.
Hello there. I be Roger Thomas. Which do be you be?
Hey, Raj. Hey, what's happening? So again, the show that Neil doesn't watch or never watch, you should look into it. It's no good times, but it's good. It's Ernest Thomas, who played Raj on What's Happening 71 today.
And it went something like this. Give me a C, a bouncy C. Waistcoat Willie, he was a heck of a guy. He walked into a room, he stood all this high, and every time he put on the waistcoat, the women would swoon because it was a really nice coat. Da da da, dee dee dee, whatever the hell else you want to put in.
Martin Short doing his deal. He is 70 today. I've always loved Martin Short.
What was the character when he had his pants, you know, all the way up to
It was Ed Grimley.
Ed Grimley, yes.
Ed Grimley with his triangle. Should have done the triangle today to start it out in honor.
Hilarious.
Love me wrong. Love me right. Got me longing for you all through the night. That's what you do to me.
Charlie McLean, a number of hits, several of which you can hear here on Bob FM. Not this one, though. Charlie McLean.
That's a good one, though.
Charlie McLean, what is she? Let's do the math. 64 today for her.
Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
Yeah, Baby is 60 today. You don't put her in a corner, and you don't make fun of her nose, or she'll change it, and she did. Jennifer Grey is 60 today. Kenny Chesney, we know what he sounds like. He's 52. And Leslie Mann.
Doesn't bother me. I'm comfortable the way I am.
Maybe you shouldn't be so comfortable with yourself. You know why? You look like a miniature Tom Petty. How's that feel, huh? You think that haircut's cool? It's not. Looks like you put your Justin Bieber wig on backwards. You still comfortable with yourself?
Whoa.
Why are you wearing a tank top, huh? So you can show off your little bald pits, you little hairless wonder.
She was letting him have it.
I was both barrels.
That's from the movie This Is 40. She's been in a lot of good ones. 40-year-old virgin, kind of the first one I remember. Leslie Mann, 48
Hilarious.
Today.
That's good.
48.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten. Cake mix maker, where would we be without the great Duncan Hines?
You know, when they the day they put pudding in their cake mix, that was a game changer.
That was a game changer. You're absolutely right. Duncan Hines was born on this day, 1880. Former United States Army General William Westmoreland was born on this day in 1914. Do you remember actor Strother Martin?
We're losing!
Teamwork, guys, more teamwork.
They're burying us alive!
Eddie Shore?
Oh, f*** on Eddie Shore!
Old-time hockey?
F*** on old-time hockey! You're ruining it! Boys!
Not the only time he would be in a movie with Paul Newman, Cool Hand Luke, Butch Cassidy. Strother Martin was in, you know, True Grit. He was in just about every Western TV show. The guy was everywhere. 1919 for the great Strother Martin. What about Leonard Nimoy?
I have been and always shall be your friend.
Oh, my goodness.
It brought tears to my eyes.
It did. Wait for it.
Live long and prosper.
Oh, and then they played Amazing Grace with the bagpipes as they shot him out in the photon torpedo tube.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that was as good
as I need
as
to watch
gets.
That when I get home
I
today.
I know. That's so good. And Leonard Nimoy was, of course, Mr. Spock, excuse me. Born on this day in 1931. You remember singer Teddy Pendergrass? He was born on this day in 1950. We lost him early.
Have you ever handled dilithium crystals, Neil? Do you realize?
I have not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Can you get them at the Walmart? I don't know where to get them.
No, I think they're. I think everybody hoarded dilithium crystals. They had the toilet paper, and then the other one was the dilithium crystals. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
I'll be back for the All Request Lunch Hour. Stay safe, everybody, as you stay home. Gretchen Wilson here for the party. Uh-huh. Alabama, she and I, or for the birthday boy. 52 today for Kenny Chesney. I'm sure he's got the body of like a 38-year-old.
Right.
I'm sure he's healthy like a 38-year-old. It's Kenny Chesney, How Forever Feels.
Yeah, we can do some early Kenny.
Why not?
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIO.